Who's this in the picture?
That's my dad.
It's a lovely photo.
I never knew him.
You never knew him?
I was 14 months old when he was killed. I think the only thing I can remember that my mother always kept the back door open for a number of years because my father was reported missing and she thought he might just come and the door had to be open. But he never came.
What did he do before he went to war?
He was a miner. And they just dropped tools. They just went because the country needed them. And he was one of the first to go, I think.
Was he?
In 1914, yes.
Can you tell me what happened? How your mother heard?
In those days, each morning, people who had sons or husbands fighting, they had to go down to the town hall to see the names. What I don't know is whether my mother found out that my father was missing by going down, or if she didn't go down, somebody would go down for her, because she had to work to keep the rest of us going.
And you don't know, because when your father died, or when he went missing, no one talked about it.
No.
Why not?
Nobody talked about the First World War. It was too heart-rending. They needed to really recover from the loss before they could speak to anybody. And I don't think that ever happened.
And when they ask us how dangerous it was, oh, we'll never tell them. Oh, we'll never tell them. We spent our pay.
You were a baby when your father was killed in the First World War. How do you think that's affected you?
I can't miss what I haven't had, because I don't know what it is to have a father. I know my sister missed him very much, because she was 8 when he was killed.
What did she used to say?
She was so long for him, and I could see she was very upset, you know, and she'd often say, the soldiers shouldn't have been killed.
She'd just say that?
Yes.
Did you wonder about it?
No. I used to wonder, where on earth is Ypres? Where is it? To me, it was thousands of miles away. And there was an article about that big in the Tour de Garden, and it was a man who was running a tour to the battlefields. So I said, right, I'm going. I wanted to see something.
Pack up your troubles in your own kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fang, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying?
We were shown the many gate, and I was told exactly where to find my father's name. So that was easy.
And you saw it?
I saw his name, oh yes, way up. And the dugouts and the places where they slept at night, with the rats running over them. And I thought, dear Lord, nobody knows what they've gone through. And then another place when we went to the Somme, when we were there on the 1st of July, and we were there for 7:30 in the morning, because that was the time the fighting began. My father was wounded on that day. He had something with a finger and something in the back of his neck. And he was then sent home. I don't know where he went with it, but I know at some point he saw me.
Did he?
Because I was born in 1916, so I must have been a very tiny baby.
But he did meet you?
Yes. 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 Well, he'll have held me in his arms at some time. But I'm going to tell you something now, and I've not told everybody. We went into the cathedral. This is where my dad would have worshipped. Being a Catholic, he would have gone there. So I sat down on one of the benches, a tap on the shoulder, and this voice said, "It's all right." And I'm sure that was my dad. And you can't really explain it to anybody else. I know I can't. That's deep down.
But it changed you?
Well, I felt nearer to him.
I want to go home. I want to go home. I don't want to go in the trenches no more, where whiz-bangs and shrapnel, they whistle and roar. Take me over the sea.
Having been to see the places where your father may have fought, where he may have died, what effect has that had on you and looking back at your life without him? What do you think now?
I feel I've got something to hold on to, something that he would be pleased for me to have. I can just imagine this big field where it was, and I felt at peace when I was there. I felt I was with him. I can see myself now standing there that day, just looking round. I've wished for a number of years now that my dad surfaced, because bodies have surfaced. And but he may have done, but his bones may have been scattered. And
his body has never been found.
No.
So in some ways, there is still that mystery about him.
Yes. Yes, I do wish we could have given him a proper burial.
Nowadays, young people can't imagine it.
No, I don't think that people of my age had no idea what war was all about. In school, the teachers didn't even mention it. And since, I thought, why didn't they teach us about this war?
And what do you think about the war?
Oh, I think we don't get anywhere with them. The thousands of people have been killed. What for? For nothing. What did the First World War do? What has the Second World War done? Not made anybody any better, I don't think. And it's useless. I mean, all those lives. It's incredible. Incredible.
Up to your waist in water, up to your eyes in slush, and using the kind of language that makes the sergeant blush. Who wouldn't join the army? That's what we all inquire. Don't be busy, the poor civilian sitting beside the fire. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Who wouldn't be a soldier, eh? Oh, it's a shame to take the pain. As soon as your belly is gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get up till the sergeant brings our breakfast up to bed. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. What do we want with eggs and